This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. You're listening to CNBC TV18's Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Now, the SGX Nifty this morning is indicating that the start will be in the green. It's up about 65 odd points. Remember, the Sensex and the Nifty ended at 7-week highs yesterday. The Nifty is now up 25% from the recent lows of 7511. A decent operating performance from Axis Bank could definitely boost sentiment in the banks today. Remember, the Nifty Bank surged 590 points yesterday to 20,000 plus, and now the Bank Nifty is up 10% in the last 1 month. So that could continue to be a leadership pocket today. FIIs net sold about 122 crores in cash yesterday, while domestic institutions bought almost 400 crores. So the buying from DIIs continues. However, all eyes will be on the US Fed Reserve monetary policy decision later this evening. The Fed could announce asset purchases targeted towards driving down longer rates. Oil prices have also been under pressure, down about 3% because of storage capacity fears, and Brent is now at $20 a barrel. However, all eyes will definitely be on Axis Bank. The earnings were decent in such a challenging environment. The loan growth was healthy at 15%. The asset quality was stable. The slippages declined by 37% quarter on quarter. The gross NPAs improved to 4.86%. So that stock will definitely be up today. Crompton Consumer, the company has resumed operations partially at its Buddy plant, so keep an eye out on that. Biocon is in focus as Biocon and Mylan have launched the cancer drug pegfilgrastim in Canada. And this week is heavy in terms of earnings. So today you have Hexaware, while tomorrow is a big, big day. There's Reliance Industries, HUL and Tech Mahindra that come out with their earnings tomorrow. So you guys have a great trading day. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.